Okay, just a few things from, we left off from yesterday. The, our gears in the Gemara is, by Kriya Shema, that the Poalim have to make a bracha before and after. They say regular Birkas Kriya Shema. That's how the Rambam holds, and the Meiri holds like that also. And not only that, but it's mashma that they're mavorek while they're working. They don't have to stop working, even though we know that a person is not allowed to do work while he makes a bracha. He should be concentrating on the bracha, not doing anything else. But Birchas Kriya Shema are different, because Birchas Kriya Shema are part of Shema, and Shema is a din in Talmud Torah of Shinun, and therefore they say you're allowed to work while you make the Birchas Kriya Shema. The Rif has a different Birchas in the Gemara. He says, Ein Mevorchim Lefaneha Lachareha, you don't make any Birchas Kriya Shema, because he holds that you would have to stop working, and you're not allowed to stop working because of Bittul Malacha, and therefore you don't make the brachas. The brachas are only the Rabbanan, and you don't make Birchas Kriya Shema. That's how the Rif holds. Okay, then it says, they eat. Rashi holds that they don't make a bracha lefaneha, because it's only the Rabbanan. The Rif here has a different gear, so also, and he holds you do make a bracha before, because for a short bracha like this, just to say, Amotzi lechem min ha'aretz, you can take the time off. Nobody's going to be makbid to say such a short bracha, so you have to stop working, and you make a short bracha, and that doesn't make a big deal. And then mispalalim. So here again we have another machlokas. We had by Birkas HaMazon that they only shorten the Birkas HaMazon if they're getting paid wages. But if they're getting paid just with their meal, then they don't shorten the Birkas HaMazon. So the Rif and the Ra'ah don't make a chilek by davening. By davening, it makes no difference if they're getting paid wages, aside from their meal, or just the meal. They're allowed to daven. And the Svara is that whether they're getting paid wages or not, or they're getting just a meal, we said the Svara yesterday was how much they're beholden to the Balabais. If the guy's only giving them a meal, he's not paying them anything, they don't have to worry too much about being mavatal from his malacha. But if he's getting a salary, then it's serious things. But Lamaisa, some say that svara doesn't make any sense. Because let's say the meal is worth a lot, then their wages are nothing. So it would really depend on how much they're getting paid, not if they're getting it in food or they're getting it in wages. So they say there's another svara, and that's the svara of the Rif and the Ra'ah. Why only by Birkas HaMazon it applies. They say that if he's paying them in meal, then their meal is on him, so he is a partner with their meal, and therefore he has to let them bench. But if he's not paying them in a meal, he's paying them extra wages, he has nothing to do with their meal. So why should they bench on his cheshbon? So if that's the case, it only applies to Birkas HaMazon, it doesn't apply to davening. Okay. Now, in the bracha after benching, okay, Tosis says that that they were oker, yesh koach v'yachachomim lakar dover min haTorah, even though the three brachas of benching are min haTorah, they were mekatzer and put the last two together, okay? And Tosis says the reason the Rabbanan did that is because they were choshish for bitul malacha of the Balabais, right? It shouldn't have his time wasted from his workers. The Prima Gadim says that the reason they did it is because they were afraid that if they made the Poalim bench, a full benching, they wouldn't bench with Kavana. So according to the Prima Gadim, they were Oker Dover Min HaTorah because of a chash of doing something wrong, benching Shelo B'Kavana. But where do we find that the Rabbanim were Oker Dover Min HaTorah because of somebody, chash of somebody's money? That we don't find. And now Maisa, Rabbi Kiveger brings down over here in Gilyonei Ashas that it's mashma that the Gemara says that the fourth bracha benching later on is only the Rabbanan. How do I know it's only the Rabbanan? Because they were oker it by Poalim. They surely don't have to make that bracha. But the Chora, we said they were oker even brachas deoraisa. What's the proof? Right? So that's what Rabbi Kiveger's question. The answer is pretty much clear that it's not a complete akira. The Min HaTorah, you have to mention the ideas that are mentioned in the brachas. But the amount of brachas, how many you have to say, that you have to say a specific extra bracha, that's not from the Torah, that's only the Rabbanan. And since they combine the two brachas together, and they basically mention all the ideas, it's not a complete akira. That concept that you have three distinct brachas, only the Rabbanan. So therefore, it's not considered nakira min haTorah, and it answers the other question too: why they were oker dover min haTorah just for somebody's monetary things? They weren't really oker min haTorah; just a like an akira min haTorah. Okay, and the reason that they were oker, you don't make the bracha boni Yerushalayim because that's not mefurish in the Torah. There's a taz that says that the Rachamim only had koach to asser things that aren't mefurish in the Torah leheter. But here the Torah said the Therish, the first bracha, Hazon is Hakol, and Al Ha'aretz V'Al HaMazon, that's pretty clear in the Torah, you have to make those two brachas. Bonei Yerushalayim is only a hint. So therefore, according to most poskim, you don't say Bonei Yerushalayim, but you include it in Birchas Ha'aretz, and you finish off the bracha, Al Ha'aretz V'Al HaMazon, but you include the ideas of Bonei Yerushalayim. There is a Shibulei HaLeket, however, that says the opposite, that you say the bracha Bonei Yerushalayim, and you include the ideas of Birchas Ha'aretz in that. According to that, it's difficult why Dafka you make the bracha Bonei Yerushalayim and not the bracha of Al-Aretz Al-Muslim, which is the more mefurish. Lahalacha l'maisa, today we are not makbid on this. Poel is allowed to bend, she's allowed to have 15 coffee breaks. There's a lot of things today that people are, what's it called, not makbid on. And he makes regular benching with all four brachas. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that even today, if a guy is working and he has to bench, is one thing. But to bench from the Zoom, then he has to wait for other people to finish, and he can't bench until they finish, so they'll answer that he doesn't have to do. Then he can bench by himself. He should bench by himself, not he could. Because then he's wasting time for the Balabayas just to bench from the Zoom, and he's ready to bench, and nobody else is ready to bench. Right? Just stop waiting for other people, that he shouldn't do. Okay, go on. Chasen Potter Mikriyashma. Toner Rabbanim. We had this sugya before, right, so it should be easy. Learned it already. Well, how do you know a chasen is potter mekriyishma? So we learned the shiftecha beveisecha pratla osik b'mitzvah. When you're sitting in your house doing your things, but not when you're osik in mitzvahs, you're potter from mitzvahs and kriyishma. Uvelechtecha baderech pratla chasen. Lechtecha baderech, that comes to exclude a chasen. Mikan omru hakonis es hapsula. Potter, the Esra Almona Chayiv, person whose Kones of the Sula is Potter, but an Almona is Chayiv. My Mashma, where do you see this from? Omer Papa Ki Derech. Right? Uvelech Dechav HaDerech. Ma Derech Rishos. Derech means you're walking on your own personal Derech, not a Derech Shom Mitzvah. Hachof Hacha, Nami Rishos. Mar says, Milo Askin and Tekozal Dvar Mitzvah. Maybe the Derech over here means even a Mitzvah Derech. Derech can mean mitzvah. Where do you see derech means daf? Because something's not a mitzvah. Maybe even when you're walking to do a mitzvah, you also have to say what kriyashma. Bafilo hachi amarachmona likru. Yimkein leimakro beleches. My belechtecha. Should say beleches by derech. Belechtecha means you're walking. Your walking means for your own personal things. But if you're doing it for a mitzvah, then you're potter. Shma minoa beleches didachu demechayeves. When are you chayav to read kriyashma? When you're walking for your personal things. Oh, the mitzvah patiris. But if you're going for a mitzvah, you're potter. Hihachi mai ira konis ha-sapsula. Afilu konis ha-almananami. If you marry an almana, you're also yotzei mitzvah. So you're also osik the mitzvah. Why are you chayav in kriyashma? Hachatarid v'hachalotarid. No, here, by the basula, your mind is concerned and you're worried what's going to be because of the be'ilas ha-basula. Right? It's not so simple. Right, and there's chances a person could become a krushotcha, right, if he's not boiled properly, and be'il of besula brings up many worries. But the be'il of amon is not a problem, right? Mar says, imishum tirda, if that's the case, that it depends not so much on mitzvah, but depends on tirda, on being occupied, right? Afilu tovestin also beyond nami. Then a person who's, boat sank, he should also be potter from kriyishma because he's also occupied. His mind is troubled. Alma omra v'abba bar zavda omra rav avel chayi b'chol mitzvah samuz b'torah. Nobody whose mind is more occupied and troubled than an avel, and he's chayiv to do all mitzvahs in the Torah. Chutz minat tefillin, except tefillin, and that's for a separate reason. Shari ne'emar bohen pe'er. Tefillin are called a pe'er, and you don't want to wear a pe'er, as she says, when you're mizgolul ba'ofer. It's not proper for the tefillin. Or because Yecheskel was told, Shenemar Percha Chavush Alecha, right? That, Yecheskel, when he was in Ovel, was told to keep your tefillin on. Mashma, only he had to wear tefillin, but everybody else was potter. Amrei Hasam, Tirda the Rishos, Hacha Tirda the Mitzvah. No, you need both, right? That it's not just a mitzvah that patters, And it's not just tirda the pater. You need both together. When you're occupied with a mitzvah, then you're pater. But if you're not occupied, or it's not a mitzvah, then you're not pater. So Melan Amon is a mitzvah, but it's no tirda. And an ovel and Svina Bayam is tirda, but it's not a mitzvah. So Mamela, you're a chayiv in those cases. Rashi. So Rashi says, I'm not going to go through this again because we already explained it, and we will do the same thing. Okay. Chosson is potter. So Rashi in Ksuba says that it's only a chosson who doesn't, who's not a baki in Be'ila. In other words, how are you going to be a baki? Maybe at other wives before this. So he already knows how to be boiled even a basula. So he's not Torah. So a chosson like that, who has experience, is not potter from Kriya Shema. That's what Rashi holds. The Rashba, the Ra'or, say all chassanim are potter, whether you're experienced or not, because of lo klug. Right? They made it a clear across the board, chassanim are potter from Kriya Shema. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, that Slach points out, says that's because he's misasik in the mitzvah of Pruvu, which would seem to imply that if he's already been Yotzei Pruvu, he has a boy and a girl, right, from another wife or whatever, then he has to read Kriya Shema, right? The Tzlach says we don't find anybody who says such. Even the Rambam himself in Yad HaChazaka doesn't mention such a chiluk. Right? Yet in Pirush Mishnayos he says that that's the reason. So they say that Lav Dafka Pruvu, right? The Inayim LeMishpat wants to say that Pruvu many times is not only the mitzvah of Pruvu itself, but the mitzvah of Sheves, having more children, is also a mitzvah. When the Rambam said Pruvu, he meant the general mitzvah of Pruvu, not the specific mitzvah of Pruvu. And therefore it applies to everybody. The Rambam holds that the chosson is potter 3 nights, till Moshe Shabbos, v'lo ad b'chlal. Now, he usually got married on Wednesday night. So the first night is Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, he's potter. And ad Moshe Shabbos means till, but not including. So he's only potter from Kriya Shema 3 nights. And the Rosh and the Tur say 4 full nights. Ad Moshe Shabbos means ad b'chlal. Okay, now the Radvaz holds that stuff, and the Tosfos Yontif also is medayik like that, that it's stuff at night that you're potter. Right? Because that's when you're really tolerant. In the daytime, your mind is off the Be'ilah because people don't live together during the day. So therefore, what's it called? It's only 4 nights, right? It says from Wednesday till Moshe Shabbos, 4 nights. I mean, I can count and know it's 4 nights. So the Tosfos Yontif says, it said, Dafka, 4 nights. It told me it's only at night that you're potter, not in the daytime, because you're not torrid. In the daytime, it's off your mind. However, the Re, Tosfos HaRosh, and the Gro holds like that too, that you're potter even in the day. Because the Maisa, you're not going to be boiling there, but your mind is on it even in the daytime, even though the actual Maisa won't be till the night. And there's an opinion even that says, that, and therefore you're potter from Kriya Shema in the daytime too. That's the Shai. Kriya Shema of the day. And there's a shita that holds, and the Orchus Chayim, Machzor Vitri, an interesting shita, that a chosson's chayiv in Kriya Shema day and night. The only thing he's potter from is Kriya Shema Lamita. That's what it's talking about over here, not regular Kriya Shema. The Tur holds an interesting Tur. He says you've potter 4 days and 4 nights, which Lchora, the 4 days can be. So they say what he means is somebody got married Wednesday during the daytime. Right? You don't have to get married after Wednesday night, Morning Sudas. But you get married Wednesday in the daytime, too. So that's the first day is called the daytime, and then you have 4 days and 4 nights also till Motzei Shabbos. After Motzei Shabbos, what happens? So according to the Rambam, you're chayiv, right? After that, even though you haven't been boiled yet, right? But you're maisha by 4 days already, you're libo gaspa, you've gotten more courageous, and you've gotten used to the idea, right, and you're not as torrid as you were before Moshe Shabbos. In 4 days already, you get the others say because you're Messiahish already, so you're not torrid because you gave up. Right, you haven't been boiled yet by 4 days already. You give up hope that you're ever going to do it. So the Ravid says that in any situation where you know that you're not going to be boiled, the woman's a nida. Right? Or you can't be boiled, there's a medical, whatever, you're chayiv in Kriya Shema, because then the tirda goes away. The Miri holds that as long as you haven't been boiled, you're potter forever. It says ad Motzei Shabbos, that's usual. That's all the Gemara is saying is, usually by Motzei Shabbos, the guy has been boiled. But if not, then you're potter no matter how long it takes. And the Ravid and the Rashba hold that after Motzei Shabbos, Stam, you're still potter, because if you haven't been done it by then, how do you know you're going to do it the next night? But when you know for sure that that next night you're going to be boel, then you're potter that day specifically. And from here we see you're allowed to be boel on Shabbos. It says Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night is for sure included. So you're allowed to be boel of Besula on Shabbos, and that's taka the halacha. And not like the Aguda, who holds that only a person who knows how to be boel and not make dam, right? Not be motzi dam, and can be boiled by hataya is mutter. All Rishonim argue on that and hold that from the Gemara and Subas that the dam of Besulin is mifkat pocket. That's the maskon of the sugya, and there's no problem of making the woman bleed on Shabbos. And the Bach says that in his place, the minig was not to be boiled on Shabbos, and the Taz says there shouldn't be such a minig, and no one should keep such a minig, and the halacha is you can be boiled on Besul on Shabbos, and that's the halacha. Okay. What's it called? In the Mishnah, we had that Rabbi Gamliel got married to a Besula, and his Talmidim said, didn't you teach us that he was read Kriya Shema? So they said, didn't you teach us, you don't, now you're part of the Kriya Shema? So he said, Eineni shomei alochem levakel heimeni ol malchus shomayim afilu shoachas. So some say that there's an interesting Yismach Moshe, Chassidish Sefer. He says an interesting thing. He says, why, what was in Gamliel Svara? Why Taka, you know, halacha, the reason is, because he held, it's not that you're usher to read Kriya Shema, you're potter. But if you can do it, right, you can concentrate and focus your mind, and you're not tarud, so then you're not potter. You're only potter if you're tarud, and they made a low plug, even for Chassan who aren't tarud. But he knew he wasn't tarud, so he's allowed to not to say Kriya Shema. But he says a different reason. He says, what we learn from the pasuk of Alechtecho Vaderech, right, Lechtecho, your personal things are, you have to say Kriya Shema. But if it's not your personal things, then you're potter from Kriya Shema. He says, great people, their personal things is mitzvahs. And the things they do, gashmias, that's not theirs. That's the Rabbanu Shlomo's business. Gashmias. Ruchnias, that's their business. Regular people, just the opposite. Their business is gashmias. Right? Mitzvah things, that's the Rabbanu Shlomo's business. That's God's things. So he said, regular people, the Torah spoke to them and said, uvalech de chavaderech, if you're osik the mitzvah, you're potter from Kriya Shema. But great people, v'lech techo baderech means when you're doing mitzvahs. So Rabbi Gamliel held, for me, it's what's it called, I have to say Kriya Shema. For me, it's, the only problem with that is that you come out that if you're not doing the mitzvah, you should be potter from Kriya Shema, according to that. If you're going in the Rabbanu Shlomo thing, which is gashmias. But in any case, it's a cute word. The, what's shara filu shoachas, the Mario in a tshuva, says the following. He says three pshotim. One is, even if my tirda would only have been 1 hour, right? And after that, I wouldn't have any problem. I wouldn't wait the hour not to say Kriya Shema. Even if I knew in an hour everything would be over and I wouldn't be tired anymore, I'd still say it, not to delay an hour. Another, even if my Kriya Shema was mamshich an hour, even if it took me an hour to say Kriya Shema, I still wouldn't push it off. I'd still say Kriya Shema and not to take advantage of the heter. And another pshat is, that since Rav Gamliel holds that you can say Kriya Shema all night, so the Chori wasn't going to be boil in the morning, let him be boil close to midnight or whatever, he doesn't hold the siyog, and say Kriya Shema afterwards. He says, no, I will not get to delay it even a minute. I'm going to say it the first time, so I'll say it in the proper time, not wait even to say it later. Okay, let's go on. Mishnah. Rochatz Laila Harishon Shemesa Ishto. Here's another thing Rabbi Gamliel did. He washed in warm water, right? Because an oval is allowed to wash pond of Yodav Araglov in cold water, but he's not allowed to wash with warm water. So he washed mamish in warm water the night that his wife died. Okay? So the Chari said Kriya Shema when he married her, and he washed in warm water when she died. Amrlo Talmidov, Limaditon the Rabbeinu Sha'ovel Asr Lirchos. You taught us that an oval is not allowed to wash. Amrlohem, Eini Kishar B'nei Yodav. I'm different than regular people. Istinus ani. I am very mafunik. We'll see. We'll say what an istinus is. Rashi says I'm a very cold person, and I get sick if I don't wash. Shemesh Tevi Avdo. Another thing Rabbi Gamliel did when his Eved Tevi died, Kibul Olav Tanchumin. So he was makabel. What's it called? Tanchumin for him. Right? He sat shiva for him. People came menachem avol. Amru Ol Talmidav Limaraton Rabbeinu Shem Makabel Tanchumin Al Avodim. Right, you don't accept the nichum aveilim anavodim. We'll see why in a second. Omer lahem, ain't Tevi Avdi Kishar Kol Avodim. Tevi wasn't a regular Evid. Kosher Hoya. He was a special kosher Evid. Chosanim wrote Salikros Kriyash Malayla Rishon, Kore. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Lokol wrote Salitlos Hashem Ito. Here it says the Feirish, like we said before. A Chosan who wants to read Kriyash Malayla the first night. It's not also for him to read, just Potter. But if he wants to, he can. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, not everybody can, make himself a big shot. And say, regular people are potter, but I'm special. I'm going to do what regular people don't do. You have to be not a regular person to be able to do that. Otherwise, it's Mechzik Yehura. It looks like you're a big Balgaiva. You think you're somebody special. So we'll get to the Gemara later on. We'll explain what this is. Rashi, Rochat Slai, Lavishan Shmesa Ishto, the Nikbar of Bobayom. She was buried that day. And the next night, that was the night after the day of the burial, that's when he washed. The Afapisha Oval Asa Brachitza, who rochat, even though an oval is not allowed to wash, he did wash. Did Omer Taima Istanis Ani, the Hu Adam Mu'unig Mufunik. An Istanis is a Mu'unig and a Mufunik. I'm very delicate, dainty. And if I don't wash, Tosa says, the Ika Tsar. If I don't wash, it's a Tsar. And therefore, washing doesn't apply to me because the whole Isra of washing for an oval is only if you're washing for pleasure. But for me, it's not pleasure washing. Just the opposite. If I don't wash, I'm going to have tzar. So when I'm washing, it's just to take away the tzar, not to have pleasure. And therefore, Tosa says, same thing goes, you're allowed to shampoo your head if you have lice. Because you're not washing your hair for the pleasure of shampooing your hair. You're washing your hair because you have the tzar of the lice, and you want to take away the tzar. Washing to take away tzar is okay. Okay. And therefore, an istanis, so the Shulchan Aruch says, an istanis, there's no sakana. It's just, it's uncomfortable. Since you're uncomfortable, it's not Rechitza Shel Tainu. But Rav Hai Gon says that there has to be a Chshash Sakana, and it has to be for Refuah, and that's the Heter. But just because it's not pleasure, that's not a Heter to wash. That's Rav Hai Gon. My halacha is not like that. My halacha is like Tosa says, that as long as it's not pleasure bathing, right, it's to take away tsar, is okay. There doesn't have to be any Sakana or Mikta Sakana or whatever. Okay. Let's go on. My time of the Rabbana, my time of the Rabban Gamliel, Kesavar, why did he wash? Kesavar, Aninas Laila the Rabbanan, Tetsi Vacharisa Kiyomar, Uvamakum Istanis Logosrabe Rabbanan. What was Rabban Gamliel's Svara? Rabban Gamliel held the halacha is like this. Suppose the day a person dies, he's an Onain. An Onain has certain halachas min HaTorah, Legabe Meiser, right, that he can't eat meiser or whatever, eat kodshim. The halachas legabe kodshim, really, that since he's an onain, he's not in the state to be able to eat karbonus or whatever. That's the extent, really, of aninus. And therefore, what's it called? There's a machlokas, whether aninus, the night after the person died, right, the person died in the daytime, you buried them, right, that whole day you're an onain. Okay? Our meaning is that till the kvura you're an onain. Okay? After that, you're an ovel. But in any case, whatever, that day you're an owning legabi kachim, for sure. Okay, that day you can't eat kachim. What about the night after? So it's a machlokas. Machlokas amoroi. Whether aninus laila is shmei aninus or bo shmei aninus. And Ram Gamliel held, machlokas tanoi. Ram Gamliel held aninus laila is durabonan. The aninus only extends midurabonan into the night. And since it's only durabonan, what's it called? He was allowed to wash because he was an istanis, and the makom tzar, the rabbanim weren't gozer. Tosus over here says, "Afilu faninus lailo bimina Torah," right? That's not having to do with avelus. Avelus is only the rabbanim, right? It's aninus is a separate din, just like having achilus kodshim. It has nothing to do with the not washing or whatever. That's purely rabbinic thing. So Tosus says, just what's it called? Even if aninus would be the oraisa, but this tomorrow wants to say it like a larav for the milsa, that if it would be, and there would be such a thing as aninus the night after the ptira, the rabbanan would have been gozer came the oraisa. They would have made their avelis similar to the oraisa, since there is a thing of the oraisa of aninus laila. Since there is no aninus laila, the rabbanan didn't feel it important to make their avelis similar to Torah. They made it purely the rabbanan, and therefore you're allowed to wash if it's not pleasure washing. That's the closest one. So in any case, there's three shittas legabe aninus legabe avelis. The Bahag holds that all 7 days of avelis is min haTorah. Okay, it could be that the Rabbanan decided what's Osir and what's Mutter. But there's a din of Avelus 7 days, and we learn it from a Pasuk, Vayaslu Evel Shivas Yomim, and it's Mamish Deoraisa. The Rambam holds the first day of Avelus is Deoraisa, and the other 6 days are the Rabbanan. Okay, but again, what is Osir is only the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made up the Isurim. Right, they decided what's Osir, but that you have to be Misabel is Min HaTorah the first day, and Tosus, like we said over here, holds there's no such thing as Avelus Min HaTorah, right? Even the first day is only the Rabbanan, and the fact that the Gemara says over here on Ninus Laila, right, is the Reis or the Rabbanan is only the Rav for the Milsa, it's not the Iker thing over here. According to the Rambam, though, it could be that the first day is only the Reis or the day of the death itself, and that doesn't extend into the night after that, since we see Aninus Laila is also not Deoraisa, Avelus Laila is also not Deoraisa. The Aninus itself, in the next parak we're going to learn about Aninus, but in any case, the Rambam holds that there's no Isra of Avelus when you're an Oni. All the things that are Usher to an Ovel, not wearing shoes, and not sitting on a chair, and not washing, and not being able to have marital relations, all those things don't apply when you're an Onein. You're allowed to do all of those things. An Onein has different halachas. And the Ramban holds that an Onein is Osir in all the things that an Ovel is Osir. He can't wash, he can't have marital relations, except he can wear shoes, and he doesn't have to turn over his bed, which we'll see later. He doesn't have to cover his face, those things not. But otherwise, everything else, he's not allowed to bathe in Oni. Okay, let's go on.
If it was your eyes.
Let's go on. Tana Rabban. Ukshemesh tevi avdo. Tana Rabban. Avodim ushvachos ein omdim aleim b'shura. You don't make a shura. The halacha is that when you have a minyan by a funeral, so after the kvura, you make a shura like we do, make two lines, and the Ovel walks through, and you menachem Ovel. Right? Ve'ein omri maleim birchas aveilim, v'tanchumi aveilim, and birchas aveilim is, what's it called? Rashi says birchas rechava, shemavrin oso suda rishonim ishal acherim, mevarchim shom birchas aveilim. Ve'him mefureshes v'ksubos perik rishon, birchas rechava, Rashi learns, is by suda savroa, when you give him the first food that he can't eat from himself, you give him that food, so there's a special bracha in benching that you add to the benching, right? Most people don't have the minhag today to say that bracha for whatever reason, but that's what in the time of Chazal, that's the bracha they said, a special bracha. You don't say that bracha by an evit, the tanchume aveilim, and you don't mekabel tanchume aveilim. Maisa umesa shif, oh, let's look before the maisa. Let's see Rashi first. Akisav Raninus Laila Durabonin, the Apopi Shahoya Leil Yom HaMisa, even though it was the night after the death, Uksiva Aninus Bioraisa, Dirsiv, Lo Achalti Ba'oni Meno, and there's a halach of Aninus, Legabi Kodshim and Meiser in the Torah, Upochus mi Yomechot Eno Aninus, can't have it less than one day, the Alfi Rabbonin mi Bacharisa Kiyomar, Kisav Ram Gamliel, Ein Laila Shal Achrod, in Im Hayom element Rabbanan. The night after the Ptira is only the Rabbanan by Aninus. Who Keshar Yemei HaEvel. That's like all the other days of Avel is only the Rabbanan. The Gabi Isnes Lo Gozer Bar Rabbanan. Luxai the Tanoihi. Where do we have this Machlokas, whether Aninus Laila is the Reis or not? It's Machlokas Tanoim Bizvachim. Aninus Laila Im the Reis and the Rabbanan. Ein Dom Dalei B'Shura, Keshechozer Yves HaKvoris, Hayu Osim Shuro Sovi Avel, Umenach Menoso, Ve'ein Shura Pchus Me'asor. You have a dafka 10 people, and then you make a shura, and you don't do that for an evid. Birchas aveilim, birchas rechava, shemavrin also suda rishonim, mishal acherim, mevarchim shom birchas aveilim, v'hi mefureshet v'ksubas perik rishon. Okay, so now the question is like this. The Rashba says, what's the chiddush? Of course you're not menachem ovel for an evid, what's it called, if an evid dies or whatever. The Evid's not your relative. You only and you said Shiva and all these things are for relatives. The Evid's not your relative. So why is there Havamina that you should do these things? So he says that the halacha is that a Talmid is precious to a person like his own child. Talmidim are called like children. So it could be that you're allowed to misabel if a Talmid dies. You're misabel just like if a Rebbe dies. Right, you're misabel as if he's what's it called your father. So if a Talmud dies, it could be also you're misabel just as if he's a family member. right? And the Meiri says, Taka, the Eved was a Talmud Chacham and his Talmud, so I might think that for him, you're Makabel Tanchumim, you could even sit Shiva for him or whatever. For Mashmalon, you don't do those things. The Ra'os says a different Svara. Since the Eved, Gufo Konlilo, so the Eved is like an extension of your body. An Eved of a Kohen can eat Truma. He's like an extension of the body of the Kohen. Right, so the Kohen can eat Truma, an extension of his body can eat Truma. So if he's an extension of your body and part of you died, it's better than a Karev. If you sit Shiva for a Karev, surely you sit Shiva yourself. Right, so for somebody who's mamish like you. So therefore, there's the, what's it called? There's a Havamina that you should have to sit Shiva for your Eved who died. But you don't do it, why not? So the Tosis says over here, Shedilma Osi Lasuke Liyuchsin. Because we're afraid if you treat an Eved like you do a regular person, people think he's a regular person. And his children are kosher to marry. They're not Avodah. Right? We're talking over here on Eved Kanani, right? A Goyish Eved. So people may confuse the issue, and you may think that he's a kosher Jew, and that's why you're being Menachem Avol and all these things, just like any kosher Jew, and they'll make a mistake, and be matter his children. The Tzlach, therefore, says that this Bechorah only applies to a Shivcha. Because a Shivcha, no matter who lived with her, her children are Goyim. Now, if a regular Jew lived with her, so her kids are goy. If an Eved lived with her, the kids are goy, right? And they go after her. So if we treat a Shivcha, what's it called, with the same respect after death that we treat her children, will be a problem. They'll think maybe they're kosher Jews. But if it's an Eved, what's the problem? What are we going to think? The Eved himself was kosher, right? Because we're treating him with respect. He's dead. So there's no problem of Yuchsin with him anymore, okay? So he's not the problem. Elamai, his children. So Manashach. If he lived with a Shivcha, even if he's a regular Jew, his kids are goyim, are avodim, right? So it's not going to make a difference if he's an Eved, right? And because of that, we're afraid that if you treat him with respect, people think his children are okay. Even if he was a regular Jew, we would have the same problem, right? If he married Shivcha. Elamai, he's an Eved who was Baal Bas Yisrael. He lived Be'isr with a regular Jewess. Then the kids are kosher. Eved and Goy, Baal Bas Yisrael, the children are 100% kosher. So what's the problem? So he says only Atzlo Plur. That's why he says that, what's it called? Tevi, Rav Gamliel held that Tevi was an Eved. Really, Mikra Adin, there's no reason not to be Mekabel Tanchumer and Eved. Except they were Machmer, but by an Eved kosher, there they weren't Machmer. That's what Rav Gamliel held. However, there's a kash on this, because the Rosh holds that an Eved, Habal Bas Yisrael, the child is Pogum LeKahuna. So there is a problem. Right? If we don't know he's an Eved, we might think the kid is 100% kosher, right? If the guy who died was not an Eved, he was a kosher Jew, and he lived with a Bas Yisrael, the kid is 100% kosher, and it's okay to marry a Kohen. So according to the Rosh, if he was an Eved, and he lived with a regular Jewess, then the child is Pogum LeKahuna. So if we give the impression that this guy was a kosher Jew, we're going to have problems. So according to this Rosh, it would be a problem. Okay, there's others. Why when Tevi died, what do you mean, Eved kosher by you? There's a Gemara in Bava Kama. This is the Shoel Emes. I don't know who it is, but it's a very interesting shot. In Bava Kama, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says a Maisa with Rav Gamliel and Tevi, his Eved. Rav Gamliel blinded his Eved Tevi, and he was very happy about it. And he said, I just blinded my Eved, and now he can go free. Right? Because he didn't want to let him go free, because it's also to let your Eved go free. Right? So he didn't want to write him a shtar get and send him out. That's awesome. But he wanted him to be free because he was a really nice guy. Well, he's a kosher yid. He's a Talmud Chacham. So he blinded him. Now the shaila is, I mean, how did Rav Gamliel blind his Eved? Obviously not because he beat him up or something like that, right? But he was a doctor. And he was trying to heal him, and by accident he blinded him. But he was happy for that because now he went free. There's two problems, though. There's a machlokus, whether a doctor who blinds an Eved, doctor who's an Adam, who blinds his Eved in an operation, if he goes free or not, if it has to be that you intended to do harm and not good, that's a machlokus tanoim. And also, what's it called, there's another machlokus, if you're molde, that you blinded your Eved, it could be he doesn't go free, because molde b'knas is potter. So that's a machlokus, if he didn't come later, whatever, that's not for now. In any case, so there were two reasons why Tevi could have been free. Could be that he wasn't free. It's a machlokas, right? So Rav Gamliel didn't want to set him free because he was choshish for the people who argued on him. But he himself held that he basically was a free guy. So he was mekabel tanchumim based on his what's it called, Deya, that he was a free Eved. But to be choshish for the others, he didn't ever let him go free and write again because he was afraid he'd be over an Isser. But to Matabu Tanchumim and Lashitaso, he held he was a free Eved. Why not? Okay. Let's go on. Avoma Omri Ma'alehem. One second. No, we'll be fine. Amaisa Umesa Shivchaso Shurab Eliezer. Amaisa happened and the Shivcha of Rebbe Eliezer died. Nichnasu Talmidim Menachemo. So his Talmidim came to be Menachemim. Kivin Shiro, so when he saw them, Olal Aliyah. So he went upstairs to the second floor, okay, to avoid them. Now the Mepharshim say that he knew from the way they were coming to Menachem Avil. Because otherwise, why did he saw his Talmidim coming and he ran away from them, right? Lechora, what's it called? How did he know they were coming to Menachem Avil? So they say that he saw from the way they were coming that they were coming to Menachem Avil. Okay. Maybe just Stan didn't want to be bothered. Va'alu lohem, right? And they came up. Achra. Va'alu achra. They went up after. Nichnas lan filon. Nichnasu achra. So he went into another little room, right, to avoid them. And they followed him there. Nichnas the traklin. Nichnasu achra. He went to the traklin. They followed him there. Omer lohem, kimedum anisha atem nichvim bepostrim. Achra v'yatem nichvim achlim b'chamichamin. I thought you'd get a hint, right, that you'd be burnt with lukewarm water, right? I thought, you know, if I went upstairs, you'd get the hint or whatever. I went into another room. You see I'm avoiding you. Why do you keep checking me? Why do you keep running after me? And now I see you can't take a hint. Not only can't you take the hint, you can't take it when you hit over the head with it. Right? So they say that the Tzlach says that he assumed that they thought that it's not usher to Menachem Avil, it's just not necessary. So they came, even though it wasn't necessary, they came to Menachem Avil. So by going upstairs, he showed them that it's what's it called? It's not just not necessary. It's what's it called? It's also to do, and therefore I'm avoiding you. So he thought they get the hint, but they didn't get the hint. Lo kach shinisi lochem avon mishvachos ein omdim aleim b'shura. They ain't omrim aleim derkas aveilim. Velo tanchumi aveilim. Ela ma omrim aleim. So what do you say? Kishem shomrim lo lo'olam ashorav al chamoro shemesu. When you have a loss of money, so what do people say? God should make up your loss. That's what you say when a guy's slave dies. God should make up your loss. In order not to give too much covet to the Eved, in order that people shouldn't make the mistake to think he wasn't an Eved. You don't say a hesped for avodim ushvachos. Rav Yossi Omer and Eved Kosher who omrim olav hoy ish tov v'neemon v'nehenem yegiyo. If he was a Eved Kosher, you say about him, oh, he was a good man, he was reliable, right, and he enjoyed the work of his own hands. That's what you say about an Eved. What do you say about a person who's kosher? What can you say more better? We said that God Yosemire Shamay. So if you're gonna say this about an Eved, what can you say more about a kosher person? So the Marsha here says you can't say on an Eved, he enjoyed the work of his fruits of his labors. Why? Because an Adon is allowed to tell his Eved Kanani, I don't have to feed you. You can work, and you don't get fed. So if the oven feeds him, he's feeding him out chesed, not because he earned it. So therefore, he can't say that he enjoyed the fruits of his labors. If he's a regular Eved, whose oven usually supports him, he's not enjoying the fruits of his labors. Because from his labors, he doesn't have to get anything from the oven. If the oven supports him, he's doing him a chesed, so he's not enjoying the fruits of his labors at all. Okay, Tanur Rabban. En korin avos ela l'shlosha, you don't call avos only three, mean Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then korin imos ela la'arba, and imos you only refer to as four. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, and mashma that Bila and Zilpa, you don't even call the imos. Okay. Avos my taima, what's the reason you don't call more than Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov avos? Elaim mishim d'lo yadin, and imi Ruvein kasin, and imi Shimon kasin, if it's because we don't know that if we come from Ruvein or Shimon, we don't know which shevet we come from. So you can't say Ruvein Avinu, right? How do you know he's your Av? Ihachi Mos Nami Lo Yadinan Imi Rachel Kasin and Imi Leah Kasin. That's the case. We don't know if we come from Rachel or Leah. If you don't know which shevet you're from, you don't know which mother you come from either, right? Ela Ad Hachi Chashivi Tvelo Chashivi. The reason is till Yaakov Avinu was the chashivas of being called Avos. After that, they're not chashuv to be called avos. Even David HaMelech, even Yosef is not called an av. The Tzlach says, according to the Havamina, there should be another difference. Can a Kohen and Levi call Levi an Aaron Avinu? According to the Havamina, they know where they come from. They're a Kohen or Levi. They know they come from Levi and they come from Aaron. So they could say Avinu on Levi and an Aaron if you're a Kohen. But according to the Maskana, that it's till then was Choshev, and after that not Choshev, even a Kohen or Levi can't call any more than Yaakov Avinu Avos. Tanya Ida. Well, 1 second. So now this halacha, just to finish up this, and then we'll save the rest for tomorrow. In any case, the Yerushalmi says that there's Yerushalmi that says that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel were called Avos HaOlam, and the Imahos, it says, were also called Imosenu, was referred to the women who left Mitzrayim. It's called Imosenu. According to this Gemara, you're not allowed to say that. So the Avid says you're allowed to call them Avos HaOlam. You just can't call them Avastam. Avastam can only be Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and Imohostam. But if you say, what's it called, Avos HaOlam or some other qualifications, okay? And the Ritva says this whole Inyan is only betfilah. When you daven and you ask for schus Avos or whatever, you can't say, Aneinu b'shvil Ruvein Avinu. You can say Yaakov Avinu, Avram Avinu, but therefore it doesn't apply to Stam referring to anybody else's Avos. Not in tefillah is okay. And the Rav Haigon says there's no Isra over here altogether. Sinya Kovid, you don't give the Kovid to anybody else except to the Avos to be called the Avos of Klal Yisrael. Okay, but it's not an Isra, it's Stam, an Indian of Kovid. Another say there's another Nafkamina. A person made a nether, I'm going to name my children the names of the Avos and Imos. So then it makes a Nafkamina, what's called Avos and Imos? Can you name your children other names besides Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Sar Rivka Rachel and Leah? Let's finish looking to that. Tanya Idach, Avodim Shvachos ain't Koronos on Abba Ploni, the Ima Plonis. Avodim and Shvachos, you don't call, Rashi learns, El ain't Koron Avos. 1 second. No, we have Rashi before. And Tilon Bais Cotton Shalifne Traklin Agadal. These were rooms, smaller and smaller rooms that he went into. Nichvin the Poshrim Kolomer Sober Haishi Shitavinu Dover Barem, as I thought you could take a hint, but a small hint. Shur Isa Moshi Sarma Alechal Ikonislan Filan. I saw when I was avoiding you, you would realize that it's not the right thing to do. Hoy, Loshin Gnicho Bitsaaka. Ein Korin obviously Israel, Elil Shlosha, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Lafuke Shvatim. Elili Arba Sor Rivka Rachel Veleya. Abba Ploni Ima Plonis. Lobid Neyim Komer. Doesn't mean that an Evid son can't call his father father. Or call his mother, mother. It's not talking about the children of Avodim. Ela b'shar b'nei Adam. We're talking about other people referring to an Eved as Abba. Ke'ein sh'onu korn asher mar ploni, mister and moras ploni. You don't call an Eved mister. I call him boy, you call him something else. You don't call him mister. Okay? Kachwa yurugil lomer Abba ploni, the Ima plonis. They used as a mister, Mrs. Abba and Ima. So you don't call, what's it called, an Eved with a title of Kovet, for the same reason we're afraid that people will think he's not an Eved, and they'll mix up the Yuchsin. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam learns that there's an Isser, and it's talking about what's it called, the Adon's children. The master's children usually are brought up by the slaves, right? So it's an Usser for the master's children to call the slave father or mother, even though they raised them, okay? Why? Because it'll bring a takola that people think that the kids are psulim, right? They say they'll think that they have it sack of the father and the mother. So the Adon's children can't call the what's it called, or the opposite. Since these are the kids, and we know the kids are kosher, if they call this one mother and father, Mestama, they're kosher too. So either we'll make the kids pasul, or we'll make the Avodim, what's it called, kosher. Okay, therefore the Gemara says like this. Gemara says, "V'shel Ram Gamliel, how you calling? Oh, some Abba Ploni, Vima Plonis. In Ram Gamliel, the Nasi's house, they used to call. According to this, the children of Ram Gamliel used to call the Avodim mother and father, or they used to refer to them as Mister and Mrs. According to Rashi, Gemara says, "Maisel Lister, Mishum Dechashiv." You know, it's not where the Avodim are Choshev, and the family is Choshev. Then everybody knows that Ram Gamliel's kids were not the kids of the Avodim. Right, they knew who they were. Everybody knew the Nasi. It's a Chashuv family. or they knew that these avodim are working for chashuva people, they're chashuv, therefore they deserve to be called mister and missus. There's no chash that you'll think the eved is kosher because you call him mister, and there's no chash that they'll think that the children are pasul, right, because they call them father and mother. Everybody knows who these people are. So in a chashuva family, the chash doesn't exist. But in a regular family, the chash exists, therefore it's awesome.